The opinions expressed in the Out of Depth podcast are individual and do not necessarily represent Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Regardless, thanks for tuning in and enjoy the show.
Welcome to the Out of Depth podcast with your hosts,
Isaac Midod,
Zach Thompson,
Ryan Price,
and Michelle Frank.
Sit back and relax as we go out of our depth.
Welcome.
Welcome back to the Out of Depth podcast.
Thank you.
So,
all right. What do we do today, guys?
Well, continuing off of last week where we became SoundCloud rappers, we decided to make music videos to go with those raps.
No freaking way. Wait, are those music videos edited?
No.
Well,
you know,
apparently
someone volunteered to edit it.
I did not actually volunteer to edit it.
Do you want me to pull up the receipt?
I actually told you in person that I cannot edit it afterwards.
But the receipt.
That's not a real contract. I would like my lawyer. That was not a real contract. It was assumed that you were going to edit it. I had work. You have no work.
It was actually assumed that you were.
Told you in person at a more recent date that I wasn't able to. So
I can edit the video of the video.
If need be. You were more available than I was.
It's okay, George.
It's okay, Goggy. Anyway.
Then on our side, Isaac had all of our footage.
I did have all your footage.
And you didn't, I mean it's partially my fault because I didn't ask I can edit this, but like I had nothing going on, and you had, like, a gazillion assignments. You could have just, like, told me to edit this.
My therapist tells me I need to have better communication skills, and it shows here. No, it's fine. Like, it turns like an hour to edit. Like, I'm not stressing about it. I could have done it last night.
The one for my song will literally take, like, 4 seconds to edit.
Literally
three clips.
Yeah,
Yeah,
so we started talking about our process. So Ryan and I started, but first... before I recorded Ryan, while our friend Brayden was in town, I went outside, met up with Brayden, and I recorded Brayden doing their music video just outside. I tried to do it not super close near where Zach lives, so we don't dox him. But it was good.
I would have doxed him.
I wanted to.
We could dox him right now.
I was tempted to do it.
No, thank
right
you.
Beep.
Wait, you live on beep. On beep.
Okay. Recording with Brayden was really funny because Ryan and Brayden had the idea to use Shiesties. And so before we leave, I put on my boots to leave the house and I see Brayden. I turn around, I look up, and I see Brayden just. Brayden's a beautiful white man, by the way. Okay. But I see this man put on a Shiestie and I cannot even take him seriously. And I can't believe I have to walk with this idiot for like half an hour and he's not taking it off. We're walking to places in Zach's like neighborhood and people are walking by with this dumb man wearing a shiesty with my stupid camera and now we look like stupid. I don't think we look like drug dealers because we don't look like drug dealers. I would not let someone like Brayden mug me even with a shiesty. He's too
really
stupid. No.
You wouldn't?
I would not.
No, I would it wouldn't even be mugging because I would just give him money. It would be charity, honestly. No, but
I also got a shiesty for mine.
Were you wearing it for the whole time or
Ryan was also
that's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
No, it's funny because whenever Ryan was we were recording, Ryan was wearing a shiesty, and then whenever people would walk in, Ryan would like take it off.
Bro, there was one clip where we were in the RCC basement. Because we're like, you know, this is a great spot. And I walked down there, and at first I was like, oh, there's no one down here. And then I look like around like the very far corner, and there's like people at the end, and I'm like, we gotta do this quickly in case they like get up. Because I don't want people to see me in a shiesty, you know?
Right.
An all white dude in an all black shiesty.
I don't know. I feel like. I mean, I think Zach pulled it off when he wore the shiesty.
Yeah, Zach's British. He's from England.
Yeah, I was basically a SD kid, bro.
Yeah, England is my city.
I had the shiesty on, and then I had like this buff thing coming up, and I had sunglasses underneath of it, but it was just like, there's just like a little like slit across my eyes.
Yeah, Zach was very...
And I had a hood up, double hooded.
He really did not want anybody to know his identity, especially because he was twerking on camera, so...
Actually.
Allegedly.
He shook a little bleep.
Wait, you were shaking ass on camera?
Allegedly.
Yeah. Allegedly.
Jeez. I'm excited to see this.
But there's no proof because...
It's like, on his camera.
it was actually SD kid.
Oh, yeah, it was actually Timothy Chalamet.
Yeah.
Also known as SD Kid.
SD.
So after doing Ryan's, I just want to get Tiana in. And I could only get Tiana for like half an hour. So I met her in the RCC lounge. And I told her, okay, Tiana, you're going to sing this. And we're going to do a couple of takes. And she went, I can't believe this is about to be on the internet. This is going to come up during an interview, Isaac, and I'm going to look stupid next to you, next to Ryan, next to everybody, because you guys decided to be stupid, and I, for some reason, decided to join in. And I was like, thank you, Tiana. And I record her, and she's like, I regret doing this.
I'm sorry, but these videos are not getting, like, seen by many people, bro.
No, I don't think we're putting them on our portfolio.
That's what you think. I actually secretly have a YouTube channel with 10 million subscribers, and I'm going to post it. No, honestly, if I was an employer and I saw whatever Tiana did on video, I would probably hire her on the spot, because you know that she could roll with the punches, you know?
Exactly.
Because if somebody is willing to, for example, be on camera and shake a little ass, then you know... that they're
allegedly. That they're,
if somebody allegedly on camera wore two shiesties and a hoodie and shook a little butt,
I will
allegedly.
Say shaking ass for a woman is a lot different than us doing it.
Yeah, for us it's silly.
I actually think it was very masculine and very empowering.
We are feminists on the
and
podcast.
And I really just respect anybody who could just shake a little
booty. That's why I respect Ronan so much.
I respect Ronan. Oh yeah, we recorded a little bit of Ronan. He had a job. He had a job
interview.
He was in the
music video.
He's in the music video. He's not in the song.
Oh.
But neither is Zach. So
actually, I say that one line.
You just say that one line.
Ryan right. Price, it is your turn to be dead.
Oh, that was you? Yeah. I thought that was just me shooting.
We literally.
Who did you think it was?
I thought it was just
my British accent's not that good. Ronan had a job interview. But we just kind of like stole him before his interview, and we were listening to Bound 2, and he was just like, he was doing like these dances.
Zach has been obsessed with Bound 2.
Bro, it's not just me. It's not just me.
Everyone's been obsessed with Bound 2.
No, but I'll walk into the lounge.
He made graduation.
I'll walk into the lounge, and Zach will go, uh-huh, honey, and then that makes me go, like, is this like a what's the thing? Like, it's like conditioning. Whenever he does that, I just have to go.
Are you Pavlov's dog, dude? Are you going to start drooling whenever he starts singing now or something?
Yeah.
I want to f*** you.
And you're like drooling like crazy.
Hey, sorry. You know, it's not my fault that you can't resist singing it.
Yeah, because all I have to go is...
Exactly. It's a work of art.
It is, yeah. It's almost as good as our rap songs.
Uh-huh, honey.
Uh-huh, honey.
Sorry.
What dynamicism did you do?
I literally just did a high angle, low angle. Mm-hmm. I did that for Brayden. I also did that, I think, once for Ryan. There was one shot in the Ryan and I went into the elevator because we wanted to go from basement to third floor so we could get time to do like a shot in the elevator.
Sure.
And then someone caught us at G floor. We just immediately took off the hood and left. We did not want
to
go back.
You should have committed to it, man.
I think it was Max Carter. I think Max Carter walked in the elevator and I was like,
hi, Max Carter.
Maybe that's a little different, actually.
Yeah.
I imagine you're on the elevator. Gary Gould steps in. Oh, what are you guys doing?
Gary Gould steps in and I'm wearing a shiesty.
Oh, can I have that? He starts putting on the shiesty. No, I feel like you should just commit. I was literally rolling around in the grass in front of like a bunch of strangers for the music video.
Mish got on top of a shipping container.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
there,
heat. That's
there
heat.
No, there was a shot of me struggling to get on the shipping container, like three different shots where I was just like struggling, and then a shot of just me on the shipping container and stuff like that. And it was like, whoa, like that's a good shot, maybe. There, and then there was also me in a back alleyway next to the RCC or something like that. There was like smog. I didn't realize that there was that much smog that just came out the RCC, but somebody's smoking up a storm. It's
crazy.
Was
the
was it the architecture? No,
it's the Aaron, what's it called? Aaron
Eric Pollenhall?
Yeah, that one.
For my music video, we found like an empty classroom in Kerr Hall and I put on the shiesty and basically played the song in my pocket and then just like threw up like gang signs and like started jumping around and stuff like that for like a whole minute. And then we did that, like we had a couple of other shots. So like we did another short shot in the RCC basement, like I said, and then we did the stairwell of the RCC basement.
Oh.
And then there was a brief shot in the elevator.
Yep.
And other than that, it's literally just me throwing up gang signs, or not even gang signs, just like finger guns and like,
right,
you know.
Disclaimer, we do not condone any sort of criminal activity.
I wasn't even making like actual gang signs. I was just like, you know,
imagine
just
your fingers around
hands, bro.
Just
Dude, that's like one of the most infamous gangs in Thailand, dude. Don't be doing that. Like, you can't be doing that, man. What? Oh, there was a shot of me like on a bench.
A bench.
Like sort of all like sexy looking.
It,
you know?
It was pretty. I shot it all like 20 millimeter as well, so it's like pretty wide.
You pulled out your actual camera for this?
He brought his actual camera. We filmed it at 60 FPS, right?
So that we could slow stuff down.
Right. Oh,
yeah.
You're going to slow it down.
Oh,
jeez.
We're going to slow it down. Because sometimes you got to get just sort of like in the moment.
For the emotional effect.
Mm-hmm. BBL Drizzy, you know? Yeah. But, oh yeah, V was there. V just kind of watched and held my bag as I was just rolling around.
Thanks,
and
V.
Jumping around. But
big
honestly,
help on set. Big help. Shout out.
Shout out. Shout out V. Shout out Spirit Live.
Did you get recorded at all, Zach, or is it just Mish?
But he.
Oh no.
Allegedly
there was one scene of me where I just stood in a chair and I went like this.
And allegedly it was in the lounge and there were people there.
And allegedly I shake my ass.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, but it was. I mean, the audience will see. The video.
The final project.
They'll see. We'll just show one clip of allegedly Zach shaking his butt, and then that's it. Mm-hmm. I think that's the entire music
video. That's a good
idea. So with us pretty much talking about music video already, I think we're going to announce now that this is pretty much the final episode of the Out of Depth podcast.
No, why? No.
I know.
Why would they do this to us?
Spirit Life canceled us because apparently we made an episode that was so inappropriate about cults.
We did not get canceled.
We just got canceled.
I got canceled by them. They hate us so much.
And we're not getting a reboot next season. And I'm actually so sad.
Spirit Life, we did not get canceled.
And we're actually getting kicked out of the school too.
What we're actually doing is like we just know that they hate us so much that we're not even going to bother trying to renew it again because we know that they're just not going to accept
us.
If they fire us and we get the severance package, if we quit.
Ooh, no, that's a good idea. That's a good idea.
So, okay.
Wait, okay,
we need to get canceled right now.
Let's get canceled.
Yeah, this probably be the end of Out of the Podcast. So, I just want to do a little bit of reflection. Let's not think of it as a sad thing. Let's think of it as like nice reflection because we have been doing this for like a year and a half. And I think we and I think we've accomplished like a good amount. I'm pretty happy with the product. Except we've had a few stinkers at some point.
Okay, I have a main question. Like, are you guys still feeling out of your depth?
I'm still out of my depth. I'm still out of my depth.
I mean, like, I would say
in life, are you less or more out of depth than when we started this?
Oh,
in
wait,
general?
More
out of your depth.
Oh yeah.
What does that mean?
It just means
that I don't normally do, bro.
Wait. Oh, I guess in that sense, but I feel
but
like. When you
drowning.
Say out of your depth, it's like you're sort of
you're
like
drowning.
you're like too drowning.
Much, just
yeah.
too much.
Have you just gone to the deep end, or are you drowning?
Or are you just
that's a bar right
yeah.
down?
Yeah,
I think I've gone to the deep end.
Okay,
I've gone to the deep end.
Okay, boom. I'm pretty happy with that. So we've made overall about to be 13 episodes. Let's go through
lucky number.
I want to see which of these episodes was your favorite and least favorite.
Okay, I think I know. Least favorite. Every single one of them. Okay, yeah, which I actually forget what episodes were.
I know what my favorite is.
What's your favorite?
My favorite is probably when we did the walk across town.
Oh,
I mentioned that quite a bit.
It was kind of rushed, so like I think if we had more time to actually like be in a studio to record it would have been better, but I think like that, it would have been like the perfect episode if we had actually gone into a studio.
I think there is kind of like a joy.
But it was, yeah.
There is kind of like a joy of with like kind of the worst mics that we could have gotten, sitting in the TMU chair crib, living room, tired, you know, and we're just like, yeah, we like.
But other than that,
or whatever.
Other than that, it was a really fun episode. I mean, it took a lot of energy and a lot of time, but it's something that like it's been a really good conversation starter.
Good dad.
Genuinely, I bring that up. I think the best episodes are the ones that I bring up in conversation.
Right.
So I think I do bring up the cult one sometimes because I think that's just kind of funny to mention, even if that wasn't maybe our strongest episode. Yeah. I actually don't listen to our episodes. Sorry. I don't know if they're actually good.
No.
I just know about the experiences. And then what's another? We had the staying over on campus 24 hours was a good one.
We should go through the list.
I was going to say. So from oldest to newest, we have Never Have You Ever Cooked, Spent Overnight at Uni, Dating Apps, Made a Short Film, Talent Show, Season Finale of Season 1, which is Made a Podcast, walked across line two, switched majors, had a bake-off, played hide-and-seek, joined a cult, became SoundCloud rappers, and now this episode.
Okay, we actually had some bangers. I'd say my top three, staying overnight in the RCC.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
Loki, our first episode cooking was pretty good.
I was going to say,
yeah, cooking, that was a cooking, solid cooking start. Was a solid
starter. It was a good start. But really I have to say my top three, staying overnight in the RCC, hide-and-seek, and then the walking one.
Yeah, I think...
The hide-and-seek was a lot
I think hide-and-seek was really good. I bring that up to my friends sometimes, and they're like, bro, we got to do that, because it's, like, actually a good idea. Cooking was a really good episode.
Cooking was a really banger one to start off with.
I think... Mm-hmm. That was a good one. Spending the night over. Dating apps, blah.
Dating apps was
probably... That was rushed.
I think most of our episodes were rushed, though.
Ultimately. Especially in the first season, because we were doing it every week, and they were really rushed.
Dude, this man messages me.
Once we did it bi-weekly, I think they got a little better, because we had more time to... do the thing and record. You know what I mean?
Cook it, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Even though we still did...
though we were doing that like on all in the same week.
We're still 3 days delayed on this episode.
We're recording this on Thursday. We're meant to record this on Monday. Isak messages me at 5 a.m. on Monday like, bro, we're recording today. Why are you still up? And I'm like... Because I thought that we were recording next week on Monday, because we didn't even record our video yet, you know? And so Zach and I had to meet up on Tuesday to record our video.
No. I also think another episode that I feel like kind of flopped was the switching majors episode.
I was about to say, that one flopped.
That one low-key was forgettable for me.
I think it was, personally, I was just too scared to, like, go into another lecture. I also just didn't know, like... I didn't know people. I wanted to go with someone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That was actually in the class.
It. No, I think we could have done that episode better if we did it almost in like an Impractical Jokers type of way.
Yeah.
Where you like actively participated in the class.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you try to like we went to one business class. This teacher just started blah blah blah.
Oh, my one business class that I was that in was another so section of.
Yeah.
So you already Ryan, know. Ryan had already taken that class before, like a week before, so.
But well, actually, no. It was the opposite.
Oh,
I took that.
Oh,
before.
So you just skipped,
I skipped
next
the next class.
Oh,
yeah.
No, but this man just talking. I was like so ready to just be like, professor. But then I was like, actually, this is not the vibe.
No,
dude.
Definitely not.
These business kids.
I knew someone in that business class, but for me, cooking was really good. Staying over at the RCC, just I felt grew our bond really nicely, and I really liked that. Dating apps. Nobody here likes the dating apps episode except for me.
I wonder. Oh boy, I wonder.
Short film. I feel like Ronan was our one guest, and so that holds a nice place in my heart. I still have people coming up to me going, "You should have added Ronan to the main roster." I'm like, "We're funny, dude. I don't know why you." Feel
oh
like
yeah, that pissed me off.
I don't think
actually.
We could have five people in this.
No,
five people is too much.
That would be true. We'd be too funny.
That pissed me off because. Kept on like giving us reviews of an episode, and then she was like, "Oh yeah, no, the Ronan episode, like Ronan is so much funnier than you guys." I'm like, "Okay, brother, shut the bleep up, bro." Dude, catch me outside, man. Like, catch me outside.
Our talent show episode, I feel like was good.
I like that
overall
one.
Good.
Yeah, but it would have been nice if there was more people. But,
I think so, but I think it was
just some interesting talent.
I think that we were kind of like, we kind of stole the show, honestly.
I still look back at my comedy reels and I go, oh, God, that's horrible.
I remember telling my friend one time when we were hanging out about your, like, stand-up routine. And he was, like, laughing out loud. He was like, that is so good, dude. Like,
see, I thought it was funny, but that's because my humor is cooked.
Yeah.
So
no, I
found my audience.
Ryan Price.
My mom doesn't like my comedy jokes on my reel. She texts me, go, like, I don't like your jokes. I was like, well, that sucks.
It happens. I still think about the interpretive dancing.
Oh,
I think
that was central.
That was like really like it really made me discover myself and my body.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I bet.
Walking from all the way from Kennedy to Kipling, I liked that one a lot because I like that one as like well how we did it, but that's my least favorite in terms of a technical standpoint. Because if we had like a one day like if we had one day like extension, that would have been our best episode. But because we filmed it on through four different mics,
oh my god, sounds
and
like
I had to sync it up, and I was up until like 5 a.m. working on it and then some, just to get
sounded
it in.
Like poo-poo.
But it was really good, and my favorite part of that episode was my favorite part of that episode was near the end when like when we were done walking and Zach was like low-key crashing out, he was kicking a can. He was like so done. His legs locked up.
And just poking at Zach like, hey, we could walk a little bit more, man. Just 2 more kilometers.
Yeah, I just have to take the fattest pee ever.
Yeah.
And then we went to the Metro Mecca, dude.
Mecca Metro.
Mecca Metro, dude.
See, it seems like our best episodes were the episodes that we enjoyed making.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah. When it's like a BS idea because it's last minute, like the dating apps.
Like, yeah. Ryan just, like, and I couldn't even, like, partake in that.
Yeah, and then, like, the most fun...
You can
partake
in it now.
Yeah, you can. I have a girlfriend.
Oh, sure, you have a girlfriend now. No, but you got her through dating apps. Talk about that.
Yeah, well, we're not doing that about episode. That?
Yeah. Why don't you talk about that,
We're revamping the dating apps video to right now.
Oh, no, my favorite part about that episode was just, like, the hour of filming with Zach and Uppy as I'm, like, photoshopping images of myself. I don't know if we even showed anything, but I literally photoshopped images of myself. I like made my butt look bigger, and I had like with Shrek as like a photo, and I put that on Hinge and stuff.
Wait,
like
I
that.
Might, I kind of remember.
Do you remember that?
Yeah. Contact picture in my phone is still him like posed up in the mirror with Shrek as his baby girl.
See, I love that image, man. That was my inspiration, honestly.
Yep.
It was so good.
The Bake Off video, the only reason why I'm a little bit annoyed that we're at the end of this podcast is I want a tiebreaker on that Bake Off episode.
Yeah, I'm actually so surprised that we didn't do another cooking thing.
There would have to be like a stipulation for the final episode, like for the final cooking episode. Play Hide and Seek, I liked, except I was tired and I was in a bad mood.
I thought that was an awesome episode.
It was good.
I love that.
Especially because we absolutely destroyed
it.
That's why I was in a bad mood.
It was good. It was just unfair.
But. We could play it again just in the summer for fun, you know?
Oh, yeah, we definitely should. We definitely should.
Join a Cult was fine, and SoundCloud Rappers was one of our funniest episodes, but I had to censor a third of the episode. That was the episode that took me the longest to edit besides the walking one.
Thank you, spent,
I think, in half an hour just censoring Meesh.
What did I do?
Overall, I'm pretty happy with, like, the quality overall with our podcast, and I'm pretty happy with it. Like, but I feel like we have talked about, like, doing another podcast in the future, but it would not have to be this level of...
Yeah, I think, effort. Like, personally, I want to do another podcast, but the problem with our podcast is that, like, compared to, like, with other podcasts, you can literally just, you know, do an hour of research beforehand, maybe, come into the studio and just yap.
Yeah.
Whereas for us, like, we spend an entire day doing our research, basically, because we're going out and walking all of a subway line.
Yeah,
right?
which made it fun when we actually gave ourselves the time and gave ourselves like the scheduling.
And we actually did something fun.
Yeah.
Unlike the dating app.
Guys, the dance video was not that bad.
It was just an excuse for you to go on dating apps. Let's be honest.
Because you stayed on the apps even after the episode.
Yeah, that was for a YouTube video, and then I got a proper girlfriend, and I had to stop using the dating app for the YouTube video.
Dating apps were a shame.
I'm not saying that was a shame. I'm just like, yeah.
It's kind of a shame, dude, you know? Me personally, I would dump instantly.
Been single this whole time.
Dude.
It's been a whole year, and he's still single.
Okay,
it's been more than a year, bro. It's been more than a year, dog. It's been like 19 years.
Okay, the next episode, get a girlfriend. No, but
get a ghoul.
Next episode, we're having.
Wasn't that one of our early ideas? Actually,
have an orgy.
It was.
Like, guys, throw out some episode ideas. What if we had an orgy? What
I think
we,
Zach like, said that.
What if we like?
It's like, why are you low key gay, bro?
I'm low not, key.
Why are you hiking?
Only low key.
No, because Simple Pleasures, the podcast that I used to edit for, also did the similar stuff, but they do like hobby stuff. So they try like crocheting or like knitting or going skating. But we're walking all of line 2, and if we don't, we have to explode. We do it for 13 hours. It's a
big
competition. It's a big competition, but we're allowed to cheat and be dumb.
We didn't cheat. What are you talking about?
Yeah. Is there any other final things that we want to say? Hey guys, I don't know. I'm so sad.
I'll let you guys
bye. To everyone who listened, and I'm pretty sure I know everyone who. Well, maybe I don't.
Bro, I don't
know Isaac's mom well enough yet.
Don't say yet.
She'll be a guest on the next episode.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of starting a rap career now. Like, please, like
guys, please buy our merch. Please buy our merch.
Oh, yeah, we're supposed to make merch like a year ago. Oh,
well, I'm sure
my
we're
God.
Make
wait, is that is the merch not out?
No.
That's the announcement, guys. Our merch is coming.
So, yeah, thank you for one last time. Thank you guys for listening to the episode. And, boys, let me ask you, how did you feel throughout making this podcast? Because I don't know about you, but I felt pretty
out of my depth.
What?
What?
All right, good night, boys. Bye.